There was a time before our ancestors smashed flint and steel together, when they felt the cold lack of fire in their lives. But anthropologists theorize that early hominids relied on lightning to cause forest fires, from which they could collect coals and burning sticks. Fire gave them the ability to cook food and clear land, and became central in many rituals and traditions. So instead of seeing forest fires as an exclusively bad thing, ancient humans may have learned to appreciate them. Yet it wasn't just humans who benefited from these natural phenomena. Even as they destroyed trees, fires also helped the forest themselves, however counterintuitive that seems. In fact, several forest species, such as select conifers, need fire to survive. But how can fire possibly create life, in addition to destroying it? The answer lies in the way that certain forests grow. In the conifer-rich forests of Western North America, lodgepole pines constantly seek the sun. Their seeds prefer to grow on open, sunny ground, which pits saplings against each other as each tries to get more light by growing straighter and faster than its neighbors. Over time, generations of slender, lofty lodgepoles form an umbrella-like canopy that shades the forest floor below.